Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. He's our physicist at USA Prepares, senior instructor. And Sharon in Montana is with us. And I mentioned the greatest generation. I'm talking about the guys who served in World War II in the various branches of the military, and their wives and girlfriends, and who stayed back home and worked for the war effort, worked really hard, long hours at the factories making munitions. They were rationing on meat, sugar, butter, cheese, gasoline, tires, everything you could think of, and life was tough. But we did it. And that was the generation that raised me and Rick and many of us here at USA Prepares. So, Sharon, your thoughts about that, the greatest generation?
I do believe they were tougher, but I think that, you know, it's good to see what they did and what they, you know, learned from them. But I feel like people go, well, that was then and I wasn't raised, whatever, and they have excuses. And I feel like you're really better off if you say, what can I do? You know, the whole attitude, turn it around, like, I can't, but as opposed to, well, what can I do? How can I adjust? How can I make it? And I personally think it's really invigorating when you can tackle a problem and overcome it in a unique, outside-of-the-box kind of way. And I do realize that when things are really hard, you can get down sometimes. I mean, everybody does. There's days that are just hard. But the more you can look around at what you can do and what you do have and be thankful, the easier it will be. And also, the more you accept reality, the better you can make your life. Like, I personally think we're heading into some major economic crisis in our country. Now, people are limited in what they can do, but most people, if they have a place to stay, can at least get some supplies ready so they aren't quite so dependent upon the just-in-time delivery system. So it's like, well, what can you do? I can do this. Can you get to know your neighbors? Can you get to make connections? Can you get together with your family? You know, it's like, well, what can you do where you're at? Everybody, unless they're just literally living on the street, could actually put back some stuff. There's ways to shave off your expenditures and, you know, put back some important things, which to me is like, okay, that's the best choice you can do. If they make you move out of your house, well, then, you know, you'll just take it from there. But the more skills and knowledge you have, the better off you'll be. So to me, it's more of like, well, what can I do, and not expect that the world's going to be wonderful. Okay, I mean, we all want a wonderful world. We really do. But if you go around expecting that, you know, when you go to town, you're never going to hit a red light. Nobody's ever going to cut you off. You're always going to get what you want in the grocery store. Well, when those things don't go that way, you can become very unhappy and grumpy. But if you go in town and saying, I hope I don't hit any red lights, and if you hit one, I thought, well, you got a 50-50 chance to hit a red light, you know what I mean? And just kind of roll with it, your life will go a lot easier, and you will be happier. You really will. And that's really all I have to say. I will get off my little soapbox and let you guys continue on your great conversation, okay?
Sharon, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate your enthusiasm, your outlook. And I had one quick question for you. I believe you used the word, adapt. There were three words you used. Adapt, overcome.
Adjust, adapt.
And what was the other one? Adjust. Improvise?
No, adjust, adapt, and overcome. Because you have to adjust what you're going to do, or you adapt to it, and that way you overcome, okay, most of the time. You'll get through it at least.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you get through it, you overcome, okay? It doesn't mean you are jumping up and down when you're done, but you get through it. All right.
So to cut to the chase, if you had a flat tire, and I'm not talking about you, but I mean generally, if a person has a flat tire, the thing to do is not melt down. The thing is to do is to figure out how to keep going. You know, not ride on the rim, of course, because that would damage the wheel and the tire that's flat. But figure out how to solve the problem and continue on with what you were doing. That's the plan. Don't melt down. Melting down doesn't help anything. It actually makes everything worse.
Yep. And if you do melt down, make it really quick. Get over it.
And keep it to yourself.
Well, if you can. Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to be unkind. I mean, there are truly hard, tragic things that go through life that take a while to get through, okay? But the majority of things that gloomy people are gloomy about are really trivial in the scheme of life, okay? So you hit a red light, oh, well. You know, if you were being proactive, you would have given yourself 10 minutes extra to get to town to accommodate the fact that there are, as some people say, stupid drivers out there. And so we have a long stretch of road that we have to drive, 20 miles of highway driving. There's a lot of curves and hills, so you can't pass a lot of places. It's highway driving. The speed limit is 70, okay? You know, the other day you got behind somebody going 45 miles an hour. And it was kind of annoying, but I thought, okay, turn on the radio, sing along to the music, and I already gave myself 10 minutes extra to get to town, to where I'm going. So it's not a hill to die on. It's not kind of the speed I like to go, but, you know, I got there, and I got there on time. So kind of it's being proactive as to your expectations that, you know, with our traveling, we get these people to go really slow for no reason at all. And I'm not talking about when it's snowy or icy. I mean, beautiful sunny day and they're going 45. You know what I mean? And, but instead of letting that ruin my day, it's like I've already planned that I can get behind these type of drivers. So I give myself extra time. And then the second thing is like, okay, well, I'm going to be going slower now. So what can I do? Okay. I could listen to something on the radio or, you know, I can just sing along or just start making plans for tomorrow or, you know, it's adjusting.
We have those same drivers here. They're called farmers.
Well, you're not on a highway, I don't think, are you, to your town?
No. It's mostly two-lane roads here, hilly, curvy, exactly what you're saying. No real safe places to pass, and the double yellow lines to encourage you not to pass. But you're absolutely right. It's frustrating, what you've done is what we do. We just say, it's going to take an hour to get there under normal circumstances. Let's leave 15 minutes early so that when we get behind that tractor or when we get behind that slowpoke, or when we, hit one of those road construction sites that we didn't know about, it's not a big deal because we've already allowed for that in our planning, in our preparation. So,
yeah.
Sharon, thank you so much for your call.
Okay. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. How is Sharon in Montana? Rick, we've been talking about happiness. Let me share something with you that I think is going to be a life changer. So it just made the news that, and this is not a political thing. Well, it is a political thing, but it has to do with physics. And so the governor of California decided to issue an executive order banning the sale of gasoline-powered cars. So unilaterally, this guy, Governor Gavin Newsom, said on Wednesday that he has a plan to ban the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035. And the goal is to reduce the state's air pollution and combat climate change. So that, you know, it sounds like a real easy thing to do, so we'll just switch to electric cars. I don't see how that can possibly work. And I'll tell you why. And this is where the physics comes in. Maybe it'll work with, personal transportation vehicles, you know, things to get you to the store if you want to go there, things to get you back and, you know, vehicles to get you back and forth to work. But I don't see it working for a truck because you can't pack enough energy into a battery to power a truck with a load. You can't pack enough energy into a battery for a farm tractor. Because right now, other than nuclear reactors, it seems that the greatest density per pound of fuel would be diesel. The second greatest would probably be gasoline. Electricity does not pack the energy density of a fossil fuel, in my understanding. Rick, what are your thoughts about that? Do you think that it's possible to just say, okay, no more gasoline-powered vehicles in 15 years?
Didn't China just also declare that they're going to be gasoline, you know, free gasoline by 2030 or something like that? Didn't they just do that?
I'm not up on that particular date.
I think they did. Yeah, I think that there's a move now because of carbon emissions and other kinds of environmental considerations that everybody's, you know, very strongly, you know, for. I don't know. Electricity is not a very efficient thing because you have to heat something, and that's, you know, losses right out of the gate.
Okay, so here's a thing to think about. I mean, it sounds wonderful, you know, no more tailpipe emissions from the vehicle. Okay, but you have tailpipe emissions at the power generation stations, whether they're using coal or natural gas or oil-fired or whatever the power generation stations are, unless they are water-powered, you know, with a dam and water turbines, that kind of thing. Okay,
yeah.
Or nuclear. But nuclear has a massive problem because the exhaust emissions from a nuclear reactor, I'm speaking in metaphor, we don't know what to do with it because it is deadly for thousands of years. So we don't know what to do with the exhaust, if you will, from a nuclear reactor. But it seems to me that the grid in California is so taxed, so stressed on hot days that it can't provide enough electricity anyway. So they have blackouts, rolling blackouts. They reduce the electricity, you know, many times because they can't deliver it now. And then if we say, yeah, but we all want to have electric cars and we want to charge them, you know, at day and night, how's that going to work? When the governor says, hey, listen, don't be charging your cars tonight because we don't have enough electricity for you. So now you can't get to work because you're trapped by an electric car that you can't get fuel for, which happens to be the wall outlet in your garage or your apartment. So I don't think this is all that well thought out. However, there is something that I think is important about gasoline vehicles. I wanted to mention this with your expertise, Rick. So gasoline-powered vehicles that we use for transportation in trucks and, you know, light trucks and so forth on the roads, highways, and byways, those vehicles use catalytic converters to clean up and burn the unburned hydrocarbons that the engine couldn't completely burn. So instead of releasing them into the air, they get sent through a red-hot 1,500-degree catalytic converter. The problem with that is the catalytic converter has to be at 1,500 degrees or so to operate. The problem with that is when you park it on some...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Alan Miller is with us. RichardAlanMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N. Miller.com. Rick, so I mentioned the governor, Gavin Newsom of California, his executive order banning electric cars by 2035. That's 15 years from now. Sounds like it's way off in the future, but it's only 15 years. And I mentioned the density of fuel. What do you think? Do you think that that makes any sense at all, banning gasoline-powered automobiles? Cars.
Well, that's our future. I don't know if it's a better future. It's like there's other things that I think would be a better power system, but, you know, what do I know?
Actually, you know a lot. Are you talking about hydrogen?
Yeah. That's one thing you could talk about. There's half a dozen other things that you could talk about as well, but, you know, I don't know. Exactly what would be a better fuel than right now. You know, there's nuclear power has got to stop. That's that. There's no question about that one.
How about this, Rick? Brown's gas. I'm sure you've heard of Brown's gas.
Yeah.
Class, simply speaking, there are people I know who have made a Brown's gas generator. And simply, it's really, really simple. What they do is they take a jar. Now, think of it like a quart mason jar. And they put two electrodes in it. And these are just pieces of wire separated by water. And they put an electric charge like 12 volts from the 12-volt battery. And these two electrodes will cause gas to bubble out of the water. Water is H2, meaning two parts hydrogen, O, one part oxygen. So it's 2-to-1, hydrogen to oxygen. And by applying an electric current right from the car battery to this jar of water, there will be some bubbles that appear. Twice the percentage or twice the amount will be hydrogen, which is explosive. And the other amount would be oxygen, which is needed for combustion. So it's perfect. And what you do is you have a hose that comes right out of this jar and goes into the intake system, like where the air cleaner is, for example, of your gasoline-powered vehicle, and it boosts the horsepower, boosts the combustibility, reduces the amount of exhaust emissions, and that is burning hydrogen and oxygen, but also it's burning gasoline. But it uses some energy to make that electrolysis action happen in the jar. So there are, you know, lots of methods of improving the simple design, more surface area for the electrodes. Some people have used spoons, like a stainless steel spoon, as an electrode, actually two electrodes, because they will last longer than a piece of wire. So there's lots of really clever ways of increasing the surface area of these electrodes. But Rick, it works, yes?
Yes. Bronze gas is just one of a number of different things that have been offered up as an alternative. But, you know, I'm holding out. I think we're going to be able to do something with electromagnetic fields like Tesla.
When you say electromagnetic fields, are you talking about like levitation
Electromagnetics, where you radiate and you pull off, not 5G like they're doing now, but something similar.
Okay. Well, when you said electromagnetics, I was thinking of maglev, you know, actually have a railroad train, not actually riding on the rails, you know, almost like levitated above, so you have even more reduced friction in addition to a power supply. That could be electromagnetic.
Right. But there's a lot of different possibilities. You know, I don't know where we're going to end up in our future with what kind of power systems we're going to decide we're going to want to use, but I do know that we have a lot of different options right now that we can choose from. And I don't have a clue yet which one's going to be the
best. How about the very first option, which would be do nothing? And when I say do nothing, I don't mean do anything about the problem. I mean, how about using less? How about instead of going to the movies, don't go to the movies? How about instead of going out to eat, just because you feel like going out to eat, don't waste that energy? How about conserving, consuming less, doing less that is wasteful? Forget going to Disney.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania pay their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as her casket lies in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court. The first couple met by some protesters outside the building as they arrived.
We reject your stolen right!
Those protesters angry that the president and Senate Republicans are moving quickly to fill the vacancy before November's election. President Trump expected to nominate a conservative woman to succeed the liberal Ginsburg on Saturday. Louisville police say 127 people have been arrested after the decision in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. Demonstrators filling the streets yesterday after learning there were no charges in the actual death of Taylor from a grand jury against the officers involved. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
House Democrats taking the Federal Reserve to task over its response to the coronavirus pandemic when it comes to helping average Americans. Congressman James Clyburn opening a hearing yesterday where Fed Chief Jerome Powell was the main witness.
The Fed's actions so far have prioritized big businesses over the small ones that are most at risk, and it has failed to protect American workers.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise seeing things differently, thanking Powell for his leadership.
As we work together through this, I just want to thank you for keeping a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, which has been so important as we start seeing this economic recovery.
The Food Network star known as Cake Boss is recovering from a very serious hand injury that he received while bowling near his home in Montville, New Jersey recently. Buddy Velastro's hand got impaled by a bowling pin setter rod that malfunctioned. It happened over the weekend. The Cake Boss had emergency surgery at Morristown Memorial Hospital to remove the rod and now faces what doctors say is a long recovery. Velastro has a reality show, Cake Boss, which is filmed at his Hoboken bakery, and he routinely appears on other Food Network shows as well. You can find us online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Two very quick comments. We have Bob in Michigan on the line and David in San Francisco on the line. We'll be right with you. I just wanted to mention that Brown's Gas, B-R-O-W-N, apostrophe S, Brown's Gas. It's also known as HHO, hydrogen, hydrogen, oxygen, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. And I mentioned do less, waste less, conserve. And that's not what's happening in my email inbox. I'm getting emails from Sam's Club. Hey, don't forget to buy this and this and this. And hurry, hurry, hurry. The sale ends. Hurry, hurry. Buy more. Same thing with Harbor Freight Tools and Walmart. The emails just keep coming. Buy more. Hurry up. Got to get more stuff. And that's what's wrong with America. We don't have to buy more stuff. We don't have to waste more money. We don't have to go to the movies, Disney, and go out to eat and squander money frivolously. We could do with less. But it seems that the marketeers don't want us to do that. They want us to spend money we don't have on things we don't need. Bob in Michigan, welcome.
You're talking about eco-friendly transportation, or trying to find an answer for that, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, the solution has been with us for a long time.
You're talking about reducing friction? What are you saying?
Well, reducing your carbon footprint, shall we say.
Yeah.
It's called a
horse. How do you do it? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Gwyneth Isaacs has capacity for two people on her horses, and that's exactly what she's doing. We did a broadcast about that. I'm sure you heard it.
Well, you know, where I'm at, there's a lot of Amish around here. So they've had the answer for, they're using the answer.
Yes and no. But they have buggies, and the buggies have axles, and the axles are connected to wheels, and the wheels have rubber tires.
Right.
So, it's not like they have a zero footprint. We're all addicted to machinery, and the Amish don't make their own nails and hammers and saws. They buy them. And although they don't use electricity, at least the Amish around here, they use diesel. So where we might have an electric-powered saw, they have a gas-powered, they have a compressor-powered saw. So instead of an extension cord that runs a handsaw to cut, wood, like to build a house, a stick-built house, they would use a gasoline-powered compressor connected to a hose that's connected to a air-powered saw.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they don't make their own nails, and they don't make their own horseshoes, and they don't make their own saddles. So, even the Amish, and they don't buy their own, keep their own seeds, they buy them. And when they raise plants for sale for the garden, they are put in plastic pots, and they use pre-made bags of compressed potting soil.
Okay,
so I think the horse is a great idea.
Yeah.
But it's slow.
In other words, they're a little closer to the Mother Earth than a lot of us are. High-tech world is.
Absolutely. But let me tell you about one of – let me just shed some light on this. We've had some Amish move in around here. And one of the thriving businesses, one of the few thriving businesses – that people have is they drive the Amish to work. So the Amish build barns and, those kinds of things for farmers. And they can't get there.
Yeah,
and they can't get there. So there are people who have set up businesses where they use their Chevrolet pickup trucks to haul the Amish and the trailer loaded with whatever the Amish want to move from here to there. So the Amish hire the Englishmen, and that's what they're called. We're called the Englishmen. They hire people like us who have vehicles to take them wherever they want to go, and they pay by the mile. And how do we know this? Because we fix the cars and trucks that get broken by hauling the Amish around.
Yeah, actually,
that's how we know.
I used to do that on occasion, too, at one time. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so
I'll tell you one
thing,
the
horse,
they pay very well.
If they like you. If they like you.
Well, I'm very likable, so.
You are. You absolutely are. But what I'm saying, I don't mean you. I mean, the Amish will work with people whom they like.
Yeah.
If they like a person, they're pretty loyal, they're friendly, and, all those wonderful things. But if they think that... they don't like you, they'll go find somebody else.
Well, that's...
But as far as the horse is concerned, As far as the horse is concerned, if you want to get up and go fast, well, you got to saddle the horse. You know, you've got to cinch the strap. You know, you got to climb on, and you're not going to go that fast. And the horse doesn't go forever. I mean, you go a lot. The reason that little towns are 10 miles apart in the West is because that's how far you could go in a day.
Yeah.
You could go 10 miles, you know, load up your horse and wagon and go back home, and you could do that all in one day. But it took a whole day. That's why the towns are spaced 10 miles apart.
Well, maybe that's the way we're supposed to live.
Well, okay, we live very primitively here. I mean, we've got tractors, everything's old, but we are pretty close to the ground. Now, we're not as close to the ground as the Amish are because, you know, our carbon footprint is way, way bigger because we use big machines. That's the only way we can run this farm. But there are other farms that use way bigger machines than, you know, than we. There are machines that farmers use in Missouri that are so big that the farmers don't know what they're going to do when it comes time to change the tires on these great big tractors.
Oh,
I'm talking
yeah.
about 350 horsepower. These tractors are so big, you know, you need like a 6-foot ladder to climb in one. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're huge. And I asked one of these guys, I said, so what does it cost to change the tires on this? And the guy said, I don't know. We don't want to keep it that long. So the idea is get rid of it before you need tires. So we have put ourselves in boxes that it's very, very difficult to get out of. And I'm resisting this at every turn. But the horse thing, I think, is a great idea. And I have a feeling that a lot of people in rural America are going to get back there. Because when they destroy the gasoline engine and the service stations and the gas pumps and we can't get gasoline anymore, it's going to be horses.
You're probably right.
I hate to say that.
Or propane-powered vehicles.
Yeah, and well, that would still, you know, a propane-powered vehicle is the same as a gasoline-powered vehicle. I mean, it's very easy to convert a gas engine that has a carburetor to run on propane. As a matter of fact, let me tell you a very quick story, very quickly. So I was looking for a propane tank, and I was on Craigslist a couple years ago, and there was an 80-gallon propane tank. And it was $100, maybe $125, and I thought, I need to buy that.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the guy, and he said, yeah, I just took it out. I drove this truck up. I wanted to buy the truck. I think he got it from Louisiana. And it was a truck that was a V8, a Dodge truck, converted to run on propane. And he couldn't wait to get it off propane, which was about $1 a gallon, to run on $3 a gallon gasoline at the time. Couldn't wait to get rid of the propane tank. So I bought for $100, $125 a propane tank and the conversion unit to switch a gas-powered V8 to run on propane. He couldn't wait to get rid of it. So I know for a fact that you can convert a rototiller, a generator, to run on propane. Now, it's better if it's stationary, you know, where the tank can be easily mounted, like a generator. You know, you can hook up a generator to a 500-gallon propane tank and have it run for a long time. And all you do, and I'm make sure you research this class before you do it, but literally, you could take propane out of a hose and feed it into a carburetor with no gasoline, and that engine will run. And the more propane you give it, the faster it'll run. Now, that's what the regulator does. Now, don't do that, but that's the principle upon which a gas-powered engine can run on propane. It's as simple as that. But they have regulators with butterfly valves and so forth to make it, you know, safer. Because that's not a safe way of doing it, and don't do it. But you can look it up on YouTube. You'll see how it's done.
Vince?
Any comments, Rick?
Well, no, I just listening.
Well,
okay.
Why did the guy want to get rid of the change back to gasoline?
It's hard for me to comprehend that. He literally bought this thing, I guess, on the internet, this truck. It had propane in it, so he had to use the propane to get it to Missouri. So he drove it. He literally drove it, and there's propane still in the tank that he sold me.
Yeah.
And he, I guess, Well, one thing is you probably only get, theoretically, maybe 85% of the horsepower and torque out of a propane conversion that you would get out of gasoline. Now, for me, you know, we have a big propane tank here at the farm. So I could literally just go to our propane tank, hook up a compressor to transfer propane from a 500-gallon tank, for example, to the 80-gallon tank and ride around. And I could have an 80-gallon fuel tank, 80 gallons, not 26 like in my pickup truck. I could have 80 gallons. I could go for a month or two. Right now, I could probably go for a year, because we don't drive that much. But the problem is, where do you top off? You've got to have, a place that'll sell you propane and put it into your big tank. But that can be done. But I guess he didn't want to do that. But to me, if I could get propane at $1 a gallon or $1.19 a gallon, I'd be stupid not to do that, right? Especially if the truck was already converted for that.
Right. Yeah.
So, I know, Bob, I've never met you, but I know you're a frugal guy. You don't waste anything. I know that. I've never met you, but I know that's the case. And I'm frugal, too. I don't waste anything. And I'm sure Rick is the same way. We don't waste things. And to me, one more quick story. When I was selling auto parts back in the 1970s, there was a taxi company that bought parts from us. And this guy converted all his taxi cabs, checker cabs back then, in the 1970s, to run on propane. And I asked him, I was fascinated by this, because everybody else was using gasoline. Well, he said, here's the problem. With gasoline, you have to change the oil all the time because it gets contaminated. With propane, you don't. With propane, the heads don't get all kinds of carbon buildup in them. They just run really clean. And what comes out of the tailpipe is pretty much water vapor.
Right.
It's clean, it doesn't smell, it uses less fuel, and you don't have to pay the road tax of about roughly 50 cents per gallon, state and federal, gasoline tax or diesel tax. Bob, anything else? We've got
well,
David
yeah, well, I wanted to ask something about Rick for Rick.
Okay, all right, hold that thought. David will be right with you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a quick comment. So there's a company called Lordstown, L-O-R-D-S-T-O-W-N. They just made an announcement that they've got, for $100, you can reserve a purchase of one of their electric trucks. They don't make them yet. But you can reserve one for $100. And they claim about 40,000 orders or pre-orders for this Endurance pickup truck. It looks like a flashy Dodge or a flashy Ford or a flashy Chevrolet pickup truck. And it's supposedly electric. But the bottom line is, I think the problem is still the same problem that we had in 1906 when there was the first electric vehicle that you could buy. You could actually buy one of those in 1906. And the problem was the battery, and the problem was the charge, and the problem was the energy density, which is what we mentioned earlier in this broadcast. Bob, you wanted to ask Rick a question?
Well, I just... You're getting a lot of emails, I guess. Are you able to get to most of them?
I try to read every one. Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes I get links.
I sent you one a little while back. I hadn't heard back from you.
Okay. What was the subject matter?
Well, on my grill business, I'm trying to get a little help on the manufacturing process.
Okay, so I did not get that one. Can you send it to me again?
Guess I'll look for it again.
In the subject line, put Bob in Michigan, okay?
Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
And you had a question for Rick?
Well, I was at his website. I guess he's available for some consultation because I need some business help here.
Okay. Rick, can he call you?
Yeah, sure. I'm here.
Okay. Do you have his number?
Someone just called.
Do you have his number, Bob?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, very good. All right. Then we've got David in San Francisco patiently waiting for over 21 minutes.
Sorry about that, David.
Anything else, Bob? I think we just lost Bob. Okay. David, welcome. You're on with Rick.
Hey, thanks, Vincent. And was it Rick you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I heard you talking about being, cautious with your money and whatnot, and I was going to give you an example of how you can kind of create a multiplier effect.
Okay.
A friend of mine, back right after 9/11, when the economy totally crashed, a friend of mine out here in San Francisco was an art dealer, and he, his business was crashing as well, and it got to be his birthday. And so I had $100 I wanted to give him, and what I did was I bought him four ads in a local newspaper. He liked to specialize in Afro-American art, so I bought him four different ads in the Afro-American newspaper. So he got the four ads. The newspaper got the $100. I made sure that it went to the ad salesman, who got a commission. And then, of course, he got the original friend got a little bit of business from it. So a simple $100 went to four directions at the same time, and the newspaper got, who was starving at the time, it created an opportunity to do a multiplier effect with the same $100. And of course I got praise for giving him, $100. So five different directions, I guess you'd say.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I had some students at high school that learned about the multiplier effect, and we just got a new color copier. I was a consultant there at the school system, and they copied some Federal Reserve notes and used that as a multiplier effect. And they went to town. They went to Richmond, and they started spending them, and they got arrested because they only photocopied one side. It was a color copier, and it worked pretty well, but they only did one side of the bill. So they were arrested.
Bad idea.
Just a little bit of humor. But so what you're talking about is local, spending your money locally and not sending it off to the big corporation that's someplace else.
Well, yeah, that was a major part of it. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, one last thing. I noticed you're still in Missouri, right?
I am. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so is the rest of the family.
Yeah, you noticed that Governor Parsons came down with COVID the other day.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was going to mention. He and his buddies, have been maskless. They've been advocates of don't need no stinking mask, and yet he and his wife contracted the coronavirus, and they say that they're healthy, but they're under quarantine.
Right.
So, I've been saying I have not changed my tune one iota that the coronavirus is the real deal. It can kill you. It can maim you. It can cause organ damage, brain damage, etc. But the bigger deal is the manipulation of it and the ensuing corona panic.
No joke,
now,
yeah.
And we have Sunny Skidmore coming on next week with us, and she knows people who have gotten it, and she knows one who has died from it. And it was in her nursing home, and she's going to share that with us next week. So, yeah, so now we have an instructor who has firsthand experience with the death of the coronavirus. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thank you so much. Dave, thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.